Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thanks for joining America's Great Loop Cruisers Radio, the sponsor edition. I'm Krista Flash. Just a reminder that the Great Loop is the continuous waterway found in the eastern part of North America. That includes the Atlantic and Gulf intracoastal waterways, the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the inland rivers of America's heartland. America's Great Loop Cruisers Association provides planning information and networking for those interested in taking the adventure of a lifetime. Along with our members, our sponsors are a very important part of our organization. They provide products and services critical to completing the Great Loop comfortably and safely. Today, we are talking to one of our Admiral sponsors, Passage Maker Magazine, about Trawler Fest this year in Anacortes, which runs May 15 through the 19th. John Wooldridge, Editor-in-Chief, Rob Dorfmeyer, Publisher and General Manager, and Christine Alhambra, Managing Editor, will share with us how to get the most out of Trawler Fest. And later on, we'll also talk to Captain Elise Caldwell of Captain Chris Yacht Services. She and Captain Chris, who is not able to join us on this broadcast, will be teaching some of the seminars in Anacortes. First of all, a big hello to everyone.
Hi, Krista.
Good morning, Krista.
Good morning. Let's start with a brief overview of Passage Maker.
Sure, I'd be happy to jump in there. Well, Passage Maker, for those of you that may not know what it is, we're an eight-time-a-year international, primarily focused here domestically in the northern Americas, if you will. Eight-time-a-year, though, and really dedicated to the cruising under power lifestyle. We cover a whole range of topics in every print issue, everything from technology to boat reviews, the lifestyle and what it's all about, and, of course, destinations. And that certainly includes a lot of the AGLCA destinations in and around the Great Loop, whether it's the eastern coast, the Great Lakes, the Mississippi, and the Gulf of Mexico, and all the related tributaries. I might also mention that we do a newsletter. It's a free newsletter called Channels. If you're interested in subscribing, all you need to do is go to our website under passagemaker.com, and in the top right nav bar, you'll see a register or subscribe to our free newsletter. It's all original content. It's all much like our print publication, good high-quality editorial, and we think that's why the interest for it is as good as it is. We publish it twice a month with a couple of focused product features, one coming up on spring commissioning here in another month or so. But we're 24 times a year with our channel's newsletter, and we're hoping that if you're not a current subscriber to our print publication, that you would take a look at least at our channel's newsletter. Again, that's on our passagemaker.com website in the top right corner. Subscribe to our channel's newsletter.
Got it. So Passage Maker sounds like a really great resource for anyone who's planning or currently doing the Great Loop. And you guys also have another great resource called Trawler Fest. What exactly is it, and how did Trawler Fest get started?
Well, Trawler Fest is Passage Maker's premier, we think, in-person multi-day event that celebrates this cruising under lifestyle really firsthand. It's a community of readers and attendees that allow us to interact firsthand with those many different subscribers that we have. Mm-hmm. They're held throughout the United States, where Trawler Fest combines a custom boat show for 3 days on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, educational opportunities in 90-minute seminars, and a cruiser's rendezvous all in one location. And the one that's upcoming is in Anacortes, Washington. The dates on that are May 15 and 19. And it's preceded by our two-day event called Passage Maker University, which offers an intensive two-day course taught by marine experts such as Chris and Elise Caldwell. They do our couples cruising class, and university is held the 2 days prior to Fest. In this case, it would be May 13 and 14. That's Tuesday and Wednesday.
So it sounds like Trawler Fest offers a little bit of something for everyone.
Yes. It really runs the full gamut. Whether you're interested in the two-day intensive class or any part of the seminar tracks, I'm going to have Christine give you a little more additional background on what seminars are offered. But I first wanted to cover our university offerings. We have a couples hands-on class that I mentioned that Chris and Elise teach for us. Mm-hmm. We have a women's only single and twin class, and kind of the engine icon of the trawler community, Bob Smith, teaches a two-day diesel class in conjunction with our technical editor, Steve D'Antonio, who hosts a two-day on the most important systems involved in any cruising boat. The mm-hmm. name of the class is Cruising with Steve on Board, or the Next Best Thing. As far as the seminar track's concerned, I was going to have Christine review maybe just some highlight of the top 10 or top 8 that she thinks might be the cream of the crop. These are offered at 8:30 and 10 each of, 8:30 and 10:30 each of the 3 days. They're 90 minutes in length. There's six per day, and there's three seminars in each of those time slots. So it's a very wide offering of seminars. Mm-hmm. Here's just a couple of the highlights. Christine?
Sure. Hi. So we have the seminars every day, and you can pre-register for these online, or you can register at the event. They don't really have a cap on them. So we have, you know, seminars that can go across any experience level, anybody, try to suit everybody's interest. We have different categories: lifestyle, technical, destination, beginner, advanced. So we have a great seminar to start out the weekend on Purchasing a Trawler by Jeff Merrill from Nordhaven. We have Latest in Navigation by Captain Chris and Elise Caldwell. Bob Smith returns just to do kind of a mini seminar to cover the Q&A of, so you can ask any of your engine questions from him, who he helped develop the Ford Lehman engine. We have tips on enjoying your trawler, marine radar, Confessions of a Galley Slave, which is a very popular topic on from Elise Caldwell. Medical preparedness for cruisers from Denny Emery. We have weather from Lee Chesno. Cruising Alaska by Jennifer and James Hamilton, who have done it a bunch of times. And in addition to these seminars, we have afternoon demonstrations, which run across the 3 days at 1:30, 2:30, and 3:30 that are included. They're free with your general admission. So those are pretty much hands-on demos that are taught by Henry Marks. Usually taught by Henry Marks, but for this event will be taught by Chris and Elise Caldwell, kind of, you know, man overboard mm-hmm. demos, line tosses, life raft demos. And then we also have a ladies roundtable where the women can get together and just talk about their fears or their goals in cruising with Patty Moore and Carol Kadire with SeaSense. And then we also have a bunch of other ones that are totally free with just the $15 general admission charge.
Wow, sounds comprehensive.
Probably the best way to see it all is to sign up for the Trawler Fest Ultimate Experience. It's a three-day offering, and these are available on our website. For anyone who would like to take a look at the pricing and how it comes together, but to give you a little idea of what it's about, for the three-day event for Trawler Fest, it includes university courses, lunch, certificate of completion, graduation cocktail party. The fest portion is an all-inclusive three-day package, which covers your ability to go to all of the 90-minute seminars, at least, you know, the ones that you pick that are not in conflict with time. The in-water boat show, the demonstrations that Christine mentions, it includes a lunch coupon, cocktail receptions, dinner, and the eligibility for drawings and door prizes, plus a welcome kit and a Trawler Fest T-shirt. So we've got a whole bunch of different packages on the website that represent different pricing structures and commitments, and we've obviously bundled a whole enchilada, I guess is the best way to explain it, together mm-hmm. with the biggest price incentive in terms of a discount. So we hope to see you and certainly the AGLCA members there. For those that haven't been to Anacortes, it's truly a great slice of the Pacific Northwest boating area.
I'd like to get more into what people can discover about Anacortes, but since we've got Elise on the line, could you talk to us more about Confessions of a Galley Slave? Christine mentioned that one, and that really struck my attention.
Absolutely. Confessions of a Galley Slave is a terrific seminar that just put together, because people kept asking, how do you cook on a boat? How do you deal with being on a smaller cooking arrangement than you might have in your house? And we lived aboard our boat for over 15 years, so I guess we kind of got that down pretty well. Chris was the cook, and he had to teach me. I was not not a chef at all, and I learned some really interesting tricks and tips, and we'll share them with everyone, mm-hmm. including letting you taste some of the yummy creations.
Ooh,
that we
wow.
Very kind of
sounds out. Like fun. Now, how long have you been involved with Trawler Fest, Elise?
Oh, for us, it's been over 5 years. We were invited to participate with a booth and with a presentation our first year, and we've done, we've just shared so much information from the experiences that we gained while we were cruising together. I just want to bring into point here that Chris isn't with me right now because he's doing some training on a boat, and he's telling me that he's seeing looper flags everywhere on the Intercoastal. Everybody's heading north as he's going south with the boat, so he just wants to hello.
Well, that's great. And I think one of the great things about Trawler Fest and the seminars is that there are so many professionals and people who are experts in this cruising lifestyle that I would imagine that this maybe is what separates Trawler Fest from a lot of the typical boat shows out there. Is that right?
Well, for us, we've done quite a few different boat shows, and what makes Trawler Fest different for us is that it's such a great opportunity for everyone to speak directly with all the industry experts. They bring them all together, and then there's all kinds of people at various stages of their living the dream. Some of them haven't even found their perfect boat yet. They're just starting their bucket list. And then we meet many seasoned cruisers, and it's just so much fun. I cannot stress that enough. This is, to me, about pleasure boating. And coming to a Trawler Fest helps us learn about what makes it pleasurable to get out there on the water.
All right. I think, John, you have already different packages and passes available for all different price points. Last question, what should people do to get the most out of this year's Trawler Fest?
Well, we have been very, very proactive about putting out the most balanced, the most informative, the best education package we possibly can. They can find out more about it through our website, through the TrawlerFest.com website as well. I might add that this year we've got some courses involved with the United States Power Squadron. For those of you who are interested in adding to your resume, getting a better credential, they will be there for inland navigators, coastal navigators, offshore and advanced coastal navigators. And really, it's the basic kind of knowledge that you want before you take off on this and strike out independently.
And there's no doubt that there's no replacement for time spent on the water. But as far as an insurance company's perspective is concerned, any of these Power Squadron certificates, which can be earned as a result of taking these classes and university classes, seminars, certainly count towards that inland and nearshore certificate. So it's certainly another sign that you're committed to the safety and the preparations necessary to go either on the Loop Cruise or any of the other destinations associated mm-hmm. with Anacortes. I might add that Anacortes itself is a beautiful area for anybody that has not been there. It's about halfway between Seattle and Vancouver on the inside passage through the San Juan Islands, and it is a spectacular visual, much, much, much different than the East Coast or any of the Great Lakes, in that it combines, obviously, crystal clear blue water that's relatively cold, surrounded by snow-capped mountains and deep cavernous gorges and ravines that are, for the most part, very well protected and provide just terrifically beautiful cruising grounds for people that want to cast the lines and take off to any portion of Alaska or up towards the Vancouver mm-hmm. area.
Sounds like a great experience. We are out of time. I am so sorry, but thank you again for joining us. And for any more information, again, just go to trawlerfest.com or head to www.greatloop.org. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.